Good morning. We're still watching the effects of what was Hurricane Sandy, as it's now a post-tropical storm moving through southern parts of Pennsylvania. We're on the northeast quadrant of the storm, and we're still getting numerous showers rotating in from the Atlantic Ocean across interior New York and New England, some of those showers containing heavier bursts of rain. And while the winds have come down from their maximum speeds yesterday across the region, we're still looking for potential wind gusts to exceed 40, maybe even 50 miles per hour. It's also very mild outside in most of the region. That combined with some cooler air moving in overhead could lead to scattered thunderstorms, especially across central and eastern parts of New England as we go through the day today. So we're still not completely out of the woods yet. Temperatures will be in the 60s for highs with those scattered showers, bursts of rain, maybe a rumble of thunder, and wind gusts could exceed 40 to 50 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, we'll lose a lot of the wind, at least for the overnight period. Still, though, mostly cloudy with scattered showers as we dip back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. Now, Sandy will take a slow track through Pennsylvania and into western New York, eventually into southern Canada. As it does so, it will gradually weaken and loosen its grip on the region. Still, though, we'll be contending with scattered showers for the day tomorrow. Halloween looks mostly cloudy, still breezy, with occasional showers and temperatures holding in the mid-50s during the day and generally dry at trick-or-treat time, although some showers could be passing through. Fewer showers on Thursday, still mostly cloudy and breezy in the mid-50s. And the wind will pick up behind the system on Friday out of the northwest as it finally departs, but that will bring in some cooler air with scattered rain showers on Friday, highs in the lower 50s. Even cooler air will build in for the upcoming weekend. It'll be dry, though, Saturday and Sunday, and highs will be back into the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, although Sandy now has transitioned to a post-tropical cyclone, its effects are still being felt across a large part of the eastern United States. High wind warnings are in effect for parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and western New York, as the center of Sandy is located near Harrisburg and moving northwest at 18 miles per hour. Flood warnings are in effect for most of New Jersey, Maryland, and Delaware, and all of southern Pennsylvania, as well as the nation's capital in northern Virginia. The rain continues to fall in these areas, where some places have already picked up 5 to as much as 10 inches of rain. Blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings are still out for the Appalachian Mountains, where another 12 to 18 inches of snow could fall above 2,000 feet, and as much as 2 to 3 feet of snow is possible above 3,000 feet in the ski areas of West Virginia, with accumulating snow reaching as far south as the Smoky Mountains and the Cumberland Plateau. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 43 degrees, with a southeast wind at 39 miles per hour, and in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 50, 75% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.28 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 14 at Tomahawk, Camp Douglas, and Fort McCoy, all in Wisconsin. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City windy with showers, lower 60s, Boston mostly cloudy and windy with showers, upper 60s, and in Buffalo, rain and breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 59, that's 14 degrees above normal. 0.13 of an inch of rain yesterday in Albany, for the month 3.36 inches, which is 0.09 below normal, and 32.03 for the year, which is 0.87 below normal. There were 6 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 335, and 463 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low 36, the record high 80 set in 1946, and the record low 20 in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 7:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:50 p.m., 10 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and mild, with occasional showers and gusty winds today, highs in the 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and less wind tonight, lows in the upper 40s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and mild with occasional showers and gusty winds today and highs in the 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and less wind tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and mild with occasional showers and gusty winds today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and less wind tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and mild with occasional showers and gusty winds today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and less wind tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and mild with occasional showers and gusty winds today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers, less wind tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers, mid-50s, mainly dry at trick-or-treat time. Thursday and Friday, mostly cloudy, still a bit blustery with scattered showers. Temperatures sliding back into the lower 50s by Friday, staying in the 40s with gusty winds on Saturday, although dry through the weekend, and a mix of sun and clouds in the 40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.